Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Fouch AgriService in Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our representative-elect, Carter Norman, for the newly formed Iowa House District 47, joining us now. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Coltrane.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, this is the first time we've been able to get a hold of you since the general election happened. So just right out of the gate, can you give us a statement or a comment that you'd like to make about being reelected to the Iowa House and now in the newly formed Iowa House District 47?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I just want to thank the people of District 47 for allowing me the opportunity to continue to serve in the Iowa House. It has been such an honor and privilege to represent my community. And quite frankly, I'm looking forward to another 2 years of giving the voice to the people of Guthrie Green and Dallas County. So I can't thank them enough for their trust and their support. We'll work hard for them.
Well, it seems like House Speaker Pat Grassley did not waste too much time announcing who he has at the helms of the different committees and subcommittees. And it looks to me like you were appointed by Speaker Grassley to be the chair of the Education Appropriation Subcommittee. Can you just first of all tell us what exactly that committee is and what your responsibilities are of the chair of that subcommittee?
The Education Appropriation Committee is a significantly large part of our state budget, dealing with all things education, from community colleges to our regent universities and important programs like the Best Buddies program and Future Ready Iowa. So it's a pretty large appropriation. And, you know, I think I have a unique experience of being the youngest member of the Iowa House currently and have just graduated from the University of Northern Iowa in December. So I still do have that connection to our education system. And so I'm honored to have been appointed by Speaker Grassley to this committee to head the Education Appropriations Committee on the House side, and looking forward to all the great work that myself and the committee are going to accomplish these next 2 years.
As Speaker Grassley also announced that the chairs, he announced a newly created Education Reform Committee. This is kind of a three-pronged question set, so get ready here. I'll ask them all at the same time. What do you think about that newly created Education Reform Committee? What kinds of bills do you think would go through that committee that would probably not go through the regular House Education Committee, because that still exists? And then what would this new committee potentially handle the governor's student voucher bill next session rather than going through the House Education Committee?
Yeah, well, I'll try to answer all your questions here. You know, the first thing, what do I think about it? You know, I think it's going to be an important aspect of this coming General Assembly. Education has been a top of mind for so many parents across our state, and we see that some kinds of reform need to happen and need to take place. And to ensure that these policies get a good look and understanding within the House, I think that this is a new committee could be a great way of doing that. But, you know, what kinds of bills do I think will go through? The speaker announced that this is going to be a committee that is going to look at all kinds of major policy reform when it comes to education. So I couldn't tell you any specific bills. Will the governor's education scholarship bill come through there? I think it very well could, and I think that could be one of the bills that will be considered by the committee. So we're going to have to wait and see when bills come through the Iowa House, when they are submitted and filed. It is the speaker's discretion on where they go and what committee they are considered by. So I think this is going to be a good step. It's definitely a new way of looking at it. So I look forward to seeing what bills they consider. And of course, any bill that is considered by the committee has to come before the entire House. And so I look forward to those bills.
So, Representative Norman, then, with this kind of committee having five people on it, as described by Speaker Grassley, with the Republicans controlling the Iowa House, would that be then a majority of that committee made up by Republicans, I assume?
Yes, there will be a majority of Republicans on every committee.
Okay. And then with this type of committee, then, from what I understand from you, it doesn't sound like it would be a redundancy of the regular House Education Committee. Is that right?
No, I don't think so. It's going to be a committee headed by leadership of both parties to take a look at major reform bills on education. So it's not going to be a redundancy.
Okay.
It's going to be from my understanding and my belief, that it's going to be a committee that only considers major reform to our education system.
Then jumping off from there, what do you think about the Iowa House picking up more Republicans? And then also the Senate achieving a supermajority in its chamber, picking up more Republicans on that chamber.
Yeah, well, Coltrane, I think that Iowans have spoken very loudly this November that they trust Republicans to continue the work of Iowans. And, you know, we have accomplished so much these past 2 years, but I think the best is yet to come. Iowans see that. They obviously have given us a mandate to continue to govern, and we're going to continue to deliver on the promises that we make on the campaign trail. And I think that's why they gave us a mandate, is because these last 4 years and 2 years for myself, we have made promises on the campaign trail, and we have delivered them as we govern. So we're going to continue that, and I'm looking forward to another historic 2 years.
And then obviously you're in a kind of a newly formed Iowa House District number 47 here, and now you're serving the people of Greene, Guthrie, and western portions of Dallas County. More particularly, Greene County is now part of your district, which is completely new territory for you, I'm sure. So then what would you like to say to your people that you'll be serving over the course of the next 2 years and some new territory for you as well?
I'll just reiterate what I said at the beginning of this interview, that I can't thank the people of District 47 enough for not only their support, but their trust in me. I'm going to work as hard as I can to ensure that I give them a strong voice at the Iowa Capitol building, as I have the last 2 years for my constituents. So I'm looking forward to, like I said, a historic 2 years. I'm as open as I possibly can be. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, support, criticisms, whatever it might be, please do not hesitate to shoot me an email, message me on Facebook, give me a call or text. I try to be as available as I can, and that helps me do my job better, because I have loved getting out and meeting the people of District 47 throughout the campaign, but it's also extremely important for me to hear from them during sessions so I understand what issues are important to you.
And that was Iowa House District 47 Representative-elect Carter Norman joining us once again. You're listening to the Let's Talk Greene County program, brought to you today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. Your channel, Seesman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.